This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. North Korea is sarcastically warning it may soon launch what it calls a real ballistic missile in the vicinity of Japan. It has carried out 13 rounds of short-range or medium-range launches since May, the latest this week. Experts say nearly all involve ballistic missile technology. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the latest launch as a violation of UN resolutions. But the official Korean Central News Agency in Pyongyang today condemned Abe's statement, saying the Thursday test involved a multiple-launch rocket, not a ballistic missile. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has set an end-of-the-year deadline for the United States to offer concessions in nuclear talks, which are in a long-running stall. His launches are seen as part of a pressure campaign aimed at gaining those concessions. There is an increased police presence in London today in the wake of yesterday's fatal terrorist attack near London Bridge. Two people were killed, three others were injured in the knife attack. The 28-year-old assailant was shot dead by police. He was identified as 28-year-old Usman Khan, who had served 6 years in prison for a terrorism conviction and was paroled in 2018. AP's Ed Donahue reports on London's latest bout with terror.
Witnesses saw a man with a knife being wrestled to the ground by people who were nearby. Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu says police responded.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene.
Basu says the man was wearing a fake bomb vest, and this is being treated as a terrorist incident. Prime Minister Boris Johnson praises the people who tackled the suspect.
For me, they represent the very best of our country, and I thank them.
Ed Donahue filed that report. The last batch of remains of the 39 Vietnamese whose bodies were discovered last month in the back of a refrigerated truck in Britain are being returned to their families. The 16 coffins and 7 urns arrived at Hanoi Airport this morning. From there, ambulances were to take the remains to the victims'